Well, the main group representing bosses says jobs will be at risk if the government moves to criminalise wage theft, a plan suggested by the Federal Attorney General. Another major Australian retailer, this time Coles, has confessed to underpaying its workers by about $20 million. The supermarket chain joins a long list of corporations, Woolworths and Wesfarmers, Qantas and the Commonwealth Bank and the ABC, who've been found shortchanging staff for years. So why is it happening when so many public firms boast about the millions they spend on improving their systems? Business reporter David Taylor takes a look.
A series of honest mistakes? Well, that's how the peak body representing employers describes the underpayment of tens of thousands of Australian workers.
Businesses aren't automatons. They're run by people, and sometimes people, despite doing their best, unable to keep up.
Innes Willocks is the chief executive of the Australian Industry Group. He says in most cases, businesses have found the problem and sought to fix it.
They've self-reported to the authorities and they've set about making it right and making repayments with interest.
Have they
and
self-reported,
sure that...
though? Because Woolworths was caught out with consultants revealing the issue and now Coles is reporting because Woolworths is reporting.
Well, what happened with Woolworths is that they found a problem and then ended up coming forward. We can have a discussion about how they came forward, but they came forward of trying to understand the scope of their problem. And this, in the Coles scenario, that goes to the point that I was making before, because of the focus on this, this has led to other businesses going back through and finding errors.
Sarah Kane is an employment relations expert with the University of Technology Sydney's Business School. She says the glaring nature of the mistakes and the money involved show there's something seriously amiss with the way big Australian companies are relating to their staff.
Surely we check that our systems are in place. These are not small errors. These are multi-million dollar errors. They're not, you know, administrative blip. So no, I'm not suggesting necessarily that it's intentional, but it does reflect, I guess, a lack of care or a lack of detail, if you like, in how we do treat workers in some workplaces.
Coles is the latest in what's a shopping list length of retail companies who've left workers shortchanged. It underpaid staff in its supermarket and liquor stores, and it's had to set aside $20 million to pay back employees. Coles boss Steve Kane is playing down the number of staff caught up in the mess.
But obviously we've made the provision to make sure that there is sufficient there to pay over the 6 years based on the legal advice that we've received.
Coles joins its major rival in the underpayment bin. Last year, Woolworths was found to have underpaid its employees to the tune of $300 million. Just last week, celebrity chef George Columbaris lost his restaurant empire after a major underpayment scandal. Today, the government released a discussion paper as it prepares a bill for federal parliament to protect workers from underpayment. Attorney General Christian Porter says if the government gets its way, directors will be held directly responsible for any breach of the law, with the threat of jail time.
Corporate Australia surely now has got the message that they need to get their house in order. And if they haven't got that message, well, then they're going to be absolutely and utterly compelled to in the future by the most vigorous, robust and complete set of laws around wage underpayment that Australia's ever seen.
This tougher approach has met fierce resistance from employer groups who say it'll put jobs at risk, slow down the process of repaying workers and hurt an already fragile economy.
I accept to most people sitting at home or in their cars, they might think, well, yeah, of course this should be a criminal penalty. To make it a criminal offence is putting a big roadblock up for businesses when it comes to hiring workforce, hiring staff members, investing in their businesses, being entrepreneurial. That's a big roadblock for business. In case they get something wrong, it becomes a risk.
But UTS business professor Sarah Kane argues any attempt to tighten up payroll systems will help protect workers already hamstrung by low wage growth.
And I think what we're actually seeing is an awareness of the situation also assisting. So I don't think that some of these self-reports we would have found or would have been discovered or uncovered if there hadn't been the sort of spate of examples that we've had in the past 2 years. So I think a a greater awareness is helping. I think, any attempt to better enforce the rules that we have is a good thing.
Investors were left unimpressed by today's revelation and the uncertainty that comes with it. Despite producing what some analysts are calling its best financial results in several years, Coles' share price fell 1% today on the stock exchange.
David Taylor with that report.